4.5, the Great Lakes today, invasive species. Scientists estimate that there are more than 170 invasive species in the Great Lakes today. These are non-native plants and animals that invade a new ecosystem. The sea lamprey described earlier is one such invader. Most invaders arrive by sea. Most invasive species travel to the Great Lakes by water. Some come in from the ballast water of ships. Ballast water is water pumped into the bottom of a ship to keep it stable. When the ship arrives at port, it releases the water. It also releases any creatures in the water. Other invaders, like the zebra mussel, hitch rides on the bottom of ships. Once zebra mussels reach a place, they multiply madly. Up to 70,000 mussels can thrive in a single square meter of water. Invasive species upset the ecosystem. Invaders like the zebra mussels, sea lamprey, and alewife have all damaged the Great Lakes ecosystem. Zebra mussels, for example, steal food from native species. They clog water pipes, they attach to docks, and make swimming dangerous because of their sharp shells. The Asian carp is another big threat to the Great Lakes. Catfish farmers in South America brought this fish from Asia to clean their ponds. Some carp have escaped into rivers and they migrated toward Lake Michigan. Many people fear the Great Lakes will someday become giant carp ponds. Canada and the United States are working to prevent more non-natives from entering the lakes. Shippers are being asked to treat their ballast water more carefully. A barrier has been built to keep non-native fish in the Mississippi River from entering the Great Lakes. Several states have banned the sale of live Asian carp for fear they will destroy the Great Lakes food chain. Another approach has been to stock the lakes with species that will eat the invaders. Pacific salmon have been introduced to the Great Lakes to control alewives. Alewife numbers have dropped greatly as a result, and native fish have begun to recover.